The Obama administration rolled out a $4.1 trillion budget deal Tuesday that included an $18 billion cut to the crop insurance program. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill were quick to voice their disapproval of the plan. House Agriculture Committee Chair Mike Conway said it would be a severe blow to farmers and ranchers, and Pat Roberts, who chairs the Senate Ag Committee, said the new budget was an attack on the American producer's ability to manage risk. National Crop Insurance Services President Tom Zacharias said the crop insurance industry has already done its part to save money.
The industry has participated in deficit reduction, and it's important for the farmers to have the support they need for discount of the premium so that you have high participation and avoid the potential for ad hoc disaster that could possibly occur in a year like 2012 if you don't have widespread participation and coverage levels where they need to be. So it takes a certain amount of funding to have the right infrastructure in place.
Zacharias said producers already pay a collective $4 billion every year for crop insurance, and the proposal would make it more expensive for producers when all advice points to increasing coverage.
If you look at the work that's done over at the University of Illinois, they're recommending that farmers maintain their coverage levels or increase their coverage levels to keep the protection up in case you do have a bad price or a revenue outcome year.
With farm income projections and commodity prices remaining low, Zacharias said crop insurance will be important to producers this year.
This is a time when farmers would rely on crop insurance as much now as any other time. So it's important to keep this safety net in effect and viable.
Obama's budget is by no means set in stone, but it does begin the appropriations process. Zacharias said he hopes lawmakers will reject the proposal in a similar fashion to last fall's $3 billion proposed cut. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.